Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you my great friend?
Yeah, we met. We played over there.
Let's see. I do this.
How are you today?
Henry, oh, Henry Williams Sr. Talking about Moses Henze and the days when he was teaching him how he's going to do everything or some things.
You have to talk against me, too.
Okay, sure. Okay, when did you first meet Moses?
Moses, 1938, I think. Yeah, 38.
And what were
quarters.
You doing?
Don't look at me too much. I can't talk much. Quarters, theaters.
Those kids.
He got no dad, you know. Mm. His mom was ship mom, sisters. And
so his mother and your mother were stepsisters?
Yeah. They're real sisters.
Oh, they're real sisters.
Yeah,
but your stepmom.
Yeah, that's my stepmom, though.
What were you doing when you met him?
Trapping and hunting. And I made canoe for him, too, before.
What kind of canoe?
Canvas canoe. Like hunting muskrat, things like that.
How did you make that?
With spruce tree.
Uh-huh.
And rips is for birch. I bent them with birch, just like this. I bent like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And,
did you have any problem bending it?
No. I just bent it the way I wanted.
How about Moses? Did he have problem when he was... Did he help you?
No. He didn't know how to make them, so I just make them. Because I make canoe before, you know. And he was... got no ashtray to him. He got no dad, and that's why I have to teach him how to hunt. Like... teach him how to trap, and hunting, caribou, stuff like that.
Is he a, bear. Good, is he a
yeah.
good learner?
Huh?
He a good student?
Yeah. I never go to school, that was me.
But I mean him.
Yeah.
When you're a teacher for him.
Yeah, he's a good student. He's pretty good.
Did he ever do anything kind of funny?
When he I was wouldn't just learning? Know. No.
You know, like maybe he set the trap upside down or something. You
know? No, he wouldn't do that. He see me when I set the trap, you know. Like my boy, Henry Jr. You see him along? Yeah, he gets up about 7 in the morning, over 100. Since October, he set the trap.
Uh-huh. How about with Moses now? When you first took him out, did you go out on, he fought, go out on your trap line with you?
Yeah. He had some dogs, you know. Go with me.
Oh, yeah.
And did he have good dogs?
Oh, yeah. We had good dogs. That's a good 1,000-mile race.
For you to ride dogs?
Yeah. Good for that. And I got big dogs, you know.
Not like now?
Mm-mm. Right now, I got none. Oh. About 7 years ago, about 10 years, I think, I never tried dogs. See, you snuggle.
How did you teach Moses? Did you? He just watch you doing things?
Or? Yeah, just watch me what I'm doing. That's all.
Did he ask you questions?
Once in a while, in the evening. Yeah, ask me what's the way. How to make fire and how to make a living. Like try moccasins, try your snowshoes, stuff like that.
You mean people a lot of times don't try their moccasins?
Mm-mm. We have to do it ourselves. Like axe and everything, you know, it's frozen and it's trying to work with axe, you know, it just break right away, you know. We have to come out by the stove and cut wood with them.
I can still walk.
What was the? Do you remember the first time Moses asked you if he could go with you to go trapping?
Yeah. Uh huh. I forget when. Let's see. Around 1940. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around 1940. Mm-hmm. They started going with me. Uh-huh. 1941 1948 and they started going by himself. And then before that, 1947 David started going with me. He was just like Richard, do you know his boy? Uh-huh. Richard.
I think I met him.
Yeah. He was about that way. They said, go with me. We go up all the way up to Gold Bench, hunting bear and hunting moose, up that way. All the way up Gold Bench, past Bells, around the Salt Rock River, though.
What was Moses most interested in learning?
Trapping,
really,
yeah.
He really wanted to learn trapping. Mm-hmm. Most.
Yeah. Hunting caribou. Making snowshoes. Don't have the eyes. I had to quit making snowshoes too. I teach even, I'm too young yet. Not supposed to teach somebody while we work on snowshoes and things like that. You just quit work, just like all at once. But me, right now, I could teach somebody easy. He may go snowshoes right now.
Yeah, we saw some of the snowshoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Oh, he makes them all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he says that you taught him everything.
Yeah. He learned from me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Make a good canoe too. Good boat. Good houses. You see them houses. New houses around here.
Uh-huh.
He make.
Moses did it.
Yeah, he's a good carpenter.
When you're out trapping with Moses, did you start real early, or when did you?
Yeah, early in fall. Uh-huh. You know, last part of October, we start till spring. Uh-huh. And we trap beaver right now.
Was it good for you to have Moses with you?
Oh, yeah.
He helped you out?
Uh-huh. He helped me pretty good, yeah.
What do you think? It seems like nowadays a lot of times kids don't learn things from people like they used to.
Uh-huh.
That
way. No way. They should learn, you know. But my boys, you know, I teach them about 3 years ago before I go up North Slope. 3-4 years ago. I was out trapping. That's the only time I trap. And I teach Henry Jr. how to trap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's why he catch beaver and marten, otter, right now, weasel. He catch almost 100, I think. 100 marten. Wow. Nice one, sir. You got otter right now and beaver. You could see it when you go across.
What do you think is the hardest thing for somebody to learn? Like for
snowshoes. Snowshoes.
The hardest thing?
Yeah. Snowshoes and sled and boat. I make 2 boats in my life. 2 big boats. You could see it on top of the bank. Eh? good boat. It's the lacrosse, it's the second boat I made. 30 foot boat.
30 foot?
Yeah. Used to be 31, but I cut 1 foot off and I put new ones on. New cross pieces, you know. It was wore out.
In the front?
Mm-hmm. In front and back. And make it shorter. Make them wider, too. Huh. Once. It was too narrow for my family, you know. And I cut them in the middle with a chainsaw. The whole thing just fall apart. Middle of summer. Now put one board, but it's white, 8 inch, 8 or 9 inch, in middle. Put them together again. Really hard thing to do. It fall apart and I get scared. Really hard thing to do. Way hard thing to do, you know. Like, if you make new one, it's all right. Old one like that, you cut them apart, you know, it can feel funny. Yeah.
I just got to get close because it takes the rest of the sound out, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I keep this close.
Oh, uh-huh.
Let's see. So, what do you think was the... do you remember any time, you know, I'm thinking about it, some certain time when you're with Moses and you're teaching him something? Do you remember what he did? Like, did he, when he's making snowshoes, did he try to bend them and they broke all the time?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's why I teach him. Yeah, tell him this way, which way to make snowshoes. And he see me when I make sleigh too. He see me when I make boat and canoe. That's why he said make things. Uh-huh. That's why he like me more, I think. But he don't want to help me. He make lots of money right now with trapping. He don't drink. He used to drink, but he's quit too.
When Moses was just learning things.
Mm-hmm. He was a little boy, you know. But he was about just like junior, I think, 18 years old.
18?
Mm-hmm. He used to trap with me. Uh-huh. For a little while though, but less than 10 years. Uh-huh. Because nobody helped him, you know. He got no brothers and sisters. You got some different sisters, half sisters though.
Do you remember any time when there was a real hard time on the trail? Maybe animals came in the trail, or Wolverine ran your line, or something like that?
No.
I wonder, you know, when somebody's just learning something.
Yeah.
They try one thing and they try another thing and they try and it doesn't quite work, they try another thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just when they're learning, you know, they're trying to figure out how to do it the right way.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what Moses ever doing anything like that?
No, he just watched me what I'm doing. Uh-huh. That's all. Huh? Only way I could teach him, you know. I mean, any good school myself, I can. I make a map, though, just the same. Mm-hmm. For my kids, you know, how to follow that trail, make that lake, you know, and what way look over that way, you know, just go by the map, all the way out to the river and go up to river called the waste and turn off. That's why they surprised me. Just go by that map, you know. Go up all the way to where I was trapping. Uh-huh. And they would go around there from other directions, you know, last year. Huh. And they come to around there. They find out.
Come to your camp?
Yeah. Come to my camp. Follow my trail, old trail. Huh. Just by a map.
Smart kids you got.
Yeah. I should make money for that too. For make a map.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I don't know good school, but I know how to make a living around here. That's why I teach somebody, you know. I teach my kids quite a bit too, you know. That's the way to make a slate. How to cut wood, you know, in summer. You know, how to make rafts. Yeah, big raft.
How do you cut wood in the summer?
We just cut wood way back, about 100 feet back, you know. Uh-huh. And more long ways sometimes. Bag them out. Cut them out, chainsaw, bag them out. And I pack big log too, about 32 foot.
How do you do
for
that?
Frame. They carry them with log carrying back, you know, big end, and I pack small end. They find my shoulders and I pack them out. Huh. You think you could do it?
So.
About this big rock?
No way.
They thought I'm gonna fall down, but I knew it. They drop it once, you know, they slip really hard on me. Too heavy. But it's keep going, it's fine. Keep going till we get to the bank. Really, everything. Four, I think, will pack out. You see them poles above me?
Uh-huh.
We'll pack them out too. Big long pole, about 40 feet, 30 feet. Pack them out.
See, I'm listening to your story.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you and Moses really had some time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Them days, I don't care, you know, I was young. Uh-huh. Right now, it's kind of old, but I still have pack everything yet.
How did you learn those things, trapping and making snowshoes and sleds and stuff?
I just learned myself. I was 14 years old. My dad died, and I was meters old trapping. Go out myself. Trap maker, living with trapping.
So you just taught yourself, huh?
Mm-hmm. I was trapping with my dad too, you know, quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
I was smaller, but 8 years and said go with my dad. And my mother died when I was around 6 years. 1926, I think she died.
You were born in 1920?
1919. Oh. My dad died was, 1933. That's long ago. I was 14 years old. And I go trapping next year and I was trapping already.
No, no.
Way before that, you know. Learn how to trap from my dad. I make a living with trapping.
Uh-huh.
I was 24 in 1924, I think. I was good, real trapping myself. I was 24 mink before Christmas.
Wow. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah. Them days is good trapping too, and everything was cheap, you know, like flour. 50-pound flour is $5.50. Right now it's about $13, $14. I get all some grub that way, you know.
I got lots of water. You want water?
I had half-sister and half-brother that time. And my stepmother. And that's that trap. William Kike, because you never see him, huh? You know good Hughes?
No.
Yeah, two of them was traveling with me and Moses and William Kike. Two of them would learn from me how to make a living in Alaska.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty hard to make a living around here.
Well, it sure is.
If you know how, it's all right.
Well, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No secrets.
No more secrets.
Yeah. You're not taking pictures in the house, are you?